This program is presented by Houston Institute for Culture. For more information about this program, please refer to the website houstonculture.org.
Traditionally, you bring the torch. It starts from the basilica and goes to the parishes.
And we have to arrive in our town on December 12th.
So it's a sort of a religious pilgrimage. In New York, we haven't been able to do that because of the long distance it is from Mexico City. But we decided, motivated by Cardinal Egan's words, challenging the youth to bring the torch all the way from Mexico City.
People were taking turns from Mexico, from here, from different cities and towns, small towns.
I'm from Brownsville, Texas. When they first came to Brownsville, I mean, that's the way I found out about the Antorcha Guadalupana. Before that, I didn't even know about it.
There's been days I get 15, 20 runners from one day to the next saying they're going to miss class, miss school, miss work. Because it's very important. And
I didn't feel comfortable with myself just being there and not doing anything. I wanted to do something, to run, participate, help out, organize, and all that.
So what it means to us is a way of uniting Mexican and Latino and all undocumented immigrants all the way from Mexico to New York with the common goal. And that's to spread the message of dignity and hope.
The torch is crossing the border because it's like us. We're crossing the border too. You know, it's like it represents something to us. You know, now a lot of people is crossing the border and a lot of people get killed on the border.
The Lady of Guadalupe appeared to Juan Diego. He was an Indian, and the Indians were marginalized and they were excluded from the society. And that's how we feel here. So now we feel that our Lady of Guadalupe is protecting us and is helping us. And
it's good to teach the kids, the Mexican American now, to believe in something, get our cultural tradition to New York. Like, you see in Chinatown, they do their own festivals. The Little Italy, they do their own festivals. So we try to do the same thing as they do. They've been longer than us, but we are here. That's what counts.
Viva Mexico!
Viva!
Viva America!
Viva!
O suelo bendito de Dios! Viva Mexico!
Viva!
Viva America!
Viva!
Mi sangre por ti! No.
The preceding program was presented by Houston Institute for Culture. For more information about this program, please refer to the website houstonculture.org.